Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mech, and today we're going to talk about Fabio Quartararo re-signing with Yamaha. Now, speaking about his announcement today, Fabio said, "I am very happy to announce that I will continue my future in blue. Last winter, Yamaha proved to me they have a whole new approach and a new aggressive mentality. I am very confident we will be back on top together again. 6 years ago, Yamaha gave me the chance to move up to MotoGP, and since then, we've achieved great things together. We still have a long way to go to be able to fight for the victory again, but I will work hard, and I am sure that together we will achieve our dream." Lynn Jarvis also gave his two cents into it, and he said, "Retaining Fabio as part of the factory team is an essential part of Yamaha's MotoGP project. Fabio is an exceptional talent, a hard worker, a great team player, and he still has many competitive years ahead of him. Yamaha are sparing no effort to ensure Fabio has a bright future by taking a more aggressive approach to the development of the bike. We have already made significant changes to our organization. We have a new internal management system. We've recruited top industry experts, new external technical partners, and an increased development budget and an intensified testing program. All of these changes are intended to accelerate the process by which we return to winning ways. Fabio has understood this commitment and that he's given him confidence to make this decision to stay with us for the next few years." Now, I don't believe Jarvis is wrong there by what he's saying. I have no doubt Yamaha have definitely invested, and you know, we do know they have hired external technical partners, like for the aero, etc. So there are things going there, but again, you know, it is a bit of a punt for Fabio Quartararo. You know, Yamaha haven't really brought much updates over the past, say, 6-12 months as Honda have. I'm not saying the Honda are any better, but again, they're not seem to be willing to throw things at it like I thought they would do, using the concessions as much as possible, trying new aero updates every weekend. You know, it just seems to me a little bit stagnant. Now, saying that, to be fair, let's give them an opportunity. You know, realistically, we would expect to see them jumping ahead again or making a really significant step mid-season. And as I did that analysis from the Qatar race, it will be interesting to see at mid-year and towards the end of next year, can Yamaha close that gap? But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think about Fabio staying? Do you think he's staying for money? Do you think he's actually really confident that Yamaha can do this? Or do you think he just had nowhere else to go? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.